Chapter 10. There's no taming him. Scott looked at White Fang snarling at the end of his chain. It's hopeless, he said. He's a wolf and there's no taming him. But look at those marks across his chest, said Matt. I reckon he's already been tamed. You're right, said Scott. He must have been a sled dog before that brute Beauty Smith got hold of him. Matt undid the chain. White Fang got up warily, expecting to be beaten at any moment. Won't he try to escape? Said Scott. Might and might not, said Matt. Set him free and we'll find out. Poor devil, said Scott. What he needs is some human kindness. He fetched a piece of meat from the cabin and threw it at the dog. White Fang eyed it. He trusted nothing and no man. One of the sled dogs was already moving towards the meat. Leave it, Major, warned Matt. But Major took no notice and sprang forward. In a flash, White Fang struck out. Matt leapt in, but too late, and Major lay bleeding in the snow. Matt went to slap White Fang. There was another sudden leap, a flash of fangs. Matt looked at his bleeding leg. He got me all right, he said. Only one thing to be done, said Scott sadly. He reached for his gun. But we've got to do it. Look here, Mr. Scott, said Matt. That poor creature's been through hell. You can't expect him to be an angel overnight. He needs time. But he bit you, said Scott. He's too dangerous. It'd be a mercy to kill him. Matt looked at White Fang. Give him a chance. If he don't come good, I'll kill him myself. How's that? Okay, agreed Scott. But let me try this time. Scott went up to White Fang, who watched him warily. He'd attacked this man's dog and bitten his friend. Some terrible punishment must be coming. Scott reached out his hand. White Fang snarled and struck with the speed of a coiled snake. Scott yelped. That's it, cried Matt. He dashed into the cabin and returned with a rifle. What are you doing? Cried Scott. Keeping my promise, said Matt. No, said Scott. Look at him. White Fang was now watching Matt and snarling. He's clever, said Scott. He knows what you're doing. Matt lifted the rifle and aimed. White Fang sprang sideways and tried to hide behind the cabin. Well, I'll be, cried Matt, amazed. You're right. That dog is too clever to kill.